The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. The Badgers are 5-1 in conference play and 8-2 overall. Wisconsin has a bye this week before hosting Northwestern on November 21st. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly appreciative of the players and coaches and getting a win last Saturday, and now we're looking forward to taking full advantage of this bye week and hopefully get some guys that need rested and maybe get some guys back that have been missing. So looking forward to maximizing this week and then get started next week on getting back into Big Ten play.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with the Omaha World Herald.
Paul, how you doing?
Good, Lee. How you doing?
Good. Hey, was Joe Schobert on the roster when you were there, your last year there before you left?
He was not.
Okay. I couldn't remember if you guys were tied
at
all.
Yeah, no, I knew of he was a real good high school player in the state and actually played for his coach I played with. So kind of knew of Schobes as a high school player, but I had left before he came here.
Okay. Now that he was your leading rusher last week, does he want to play quarterback and be the leading passer too?
Yes, he will. He'll do all the above. It's pretty neat, and it was certainly a big play for us, but it's also that whole group. It was fun for.
Yeah. On a more serious note, is he first team All American?
You know what? He's been awfully valuable to us, and it's hard for me to. I don't watch enough of the other players and knowing what they're doing, you know, so who is he comparing with? But he's certainly been so valuable to us and look forward to him finishing out this regular season, you know, and on that high note.
Good. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looking back at last week's game, can you talk a little bit about the impact that kickoff return from Jamerson had on the game? Obviously, you know, Maryland had just gone down the field, put up a touchdown, but just to be able to respond like that, you know, what kind of tone did that set for the rest of the game?
It was big, and you know, it was a close game. So anytime you get points, those end up being huge plays. And our kickoff return unit, you know, we've been inconsistent and at times struggled. So it was for that group, you know, it was big, and certainly for our team, it was big to get the, you know, like you said, to anytime you can, you always talk about anytime you can answer a score with a score, that's big. And you know, there's so many different swings of momentum in a game, and you know that's coming, and so how do you fight to get it back your way, and to be able to do it right after a score like that, I thought it was a huge play.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with IRB FM Radio Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Paul. Talk about this week. You have a bye week. What do you have to work on to get better for the stretch run after, you know, playing Northwestern next week?
Well, I think with the bye coming at this point in the season, that we've got some players who had 10 weeks, and there's a group that's taking a lot of reps, and it's being able to get them maybe a little bit healthier. It gives us a chance to, you know, we've got a lot of young players playing, and it's a chance to get back to focusing on some of the fundamentals, the basics of their job, their position, and what they're doing. And you know, we got to make sure that we kind of stay on edge and continue to work and improve, and yet I think there's also we'll get better if we can get some guys healthier.
I got a question for you. Before you played Maryland last week, did you play Maryland when you were at Pitt, and what did you see differently?
I didn't. Last time
didn't.
I was a GA at West Virginia. That was in 89, so it'd been a while.
Oh, been a while. Okay. But
yeah.
Good luck on your bye week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.